Good morning. 7:23 a.m. Yes, I got up. I got moving. Cass woke me up at 6 o'clock. I almost went back to bed. But I got up. I was going to try to get out at sunrise. I didn't realize it was 42 degrees outside. That's 46 now. My fingers are freezing. But I did wear a little bit warmer shirt. So I'm not cold. Actually, I'm pretty warm. My fingers are cold. My nose is cold. And I don't seem to be limping too badly. I picked up an ingrown toenail. On the big toe, my left foot. But the boots seem to be helping. Perhaps I've dodged the worst of it. So this morning, I'm thinking about Podium. They contacted me early this morning because they're on East Coast time, and so when I got up, I had email from them from today, congratulating me on the launch of Milk Run. And asking if I would be able to talk to them on the phone about perhaps licensing Smuggler's Tales. I thanked them for their congratulations and said, you may not want to talk to me about licensing any more work to Podium right now. I just left it at that. I'm of two minds. One, they have not actually impressed me with their business acumen, with their ability to launch audiobooks, with understanding anything about how reader marketing actually works. And they've pulled some really boneheaded plays. From the very beginning, when they didn't, they pressured me. It's like, oh, we really need to have this, we get this as soon as possible, we can get it into production sooner. And then didn't do anything for 3 months, 4 months. Without saying why, there was a reason. It was actually a very good reason. But they never said anything to anybody about, yeah, we know we're late, we're sorry, we have some back office stuff that's being a problem, we'll tell you more when we can actually talk about it. It was nothing. It was grand silence. It was limbo land. What's going on? I finally wrote and got an email back. I said, we haven't forgot you. That was it. Not, we've got some things that are interfering with our ability to produce new work. We'll let you know. There was no nothing. And then, when they did do something, they gave the contract for the narration to Jeffrey Kafer, without telling me first, so that when I got up in the morning and Jeffrey had already talked about how excited he was to be doing the books on social media, my social media blew up. This is wonderful. This is terrible. Is it true? Is it hell? I don't know. Jeffrey says it's true. I have no reason to doubt Jeffrey, but nobody told me. And yeah, I was kind of pissy about that. I wrote back to them. I was that guy. The one who said, yeah, I know, look, you've got the contract, you can do whatever the hell you want, but you keep putting me in bad places. And it could be that authors they normally work with don't have marketing, don't have direct contact with a few tens of thousands of fans at any given point in time. It could be that they're used to dealing with people who let me sell a few books, but aren't actually operating on a global scale, on a global market. And it's bad enough they kept trying to convince me that I could be the new Andy Weir, which is, yeah, okay, fine. You keep rolling that line out. Every time you do, I'm less inclined, because you're trying to blow smoke up my skirt. And apparently they're still doing it. Don't do that. This is dumb. Then they held up production for a month without telling me, so that they could redesign the covers to be more closely aligned with the audiobook market, because, as they explained, only after I asked, that it really wasn't anything wrong with my covers, it's just that what sells in ebook doesn't actually always sell in audio, and so they needed to have a redesign of the covers. And when they did the redesign, the only thing they redesigned was the compass rose, making it largely impossible for me to actually adopt their new covers. What they did do was desaturate the colors, threw a gray wash over the whole thing, and then changed the compass rose. And it took them 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And it turns out that this is pretty standard for Podium, is that their redesigns involve desaturating colors and throwing on a gray wash. And I'm sure it helps their branding. It doesn't do diddly for mine. But okay, it's their cover, their book. It's part of the contract. That's the way we want to work it. Rock on. I got my first quarterly royalty statement from them, which was nice. It was for second quarter. Arrived in the middle of the third quarter, which is, from what I understand, not actually normal. They usually come in near the end of the month following the close of the quarter, but perhaps they had accounting, or perhaps this is normal, or what will be their new normal. And yeah, we sold a few. Of course, they're only talking about two books because they weren't able to get anything out first quarter. And then they had to hold up operations while they screwed around with the covers. So for two books, okay, yeah, nice. And the old books, so it's books that people can't get in audio. People who are fans already have an audio. The idea was that this was going to be reaching out to people who are not fans to try to enlarge the fan base. So the fact that Jeffrey Kafer's voice is not exactly suitable, that's not exactly for the early books. It's not the voice I would have picked. I would have picked somebody who had a little less gravel, who had a little less of a following in military science fiction. It also seems to be that that's one of the problems that they have, is that almost all of their science fiction tends to be toward the military end, because guess what? Most science fiction tends toward the military end. So yeah, well, there's that. At any rate, I think he's going to do well with the Seeker's Tales. I think as Ishmael ages, I think he's going to do better. Although I've heard that he's managed to mangle names that... And in his defense, they did not get included in the pronunciation guide. So, pronouncing Rosset, Rosette. Yeah, I don't even know how you do that. But I'm not gonna crap on Jeffrey. He's doing the best he can. They didn't even tell him how to pronounce Ishmael Huang before he recorded Seeker, before he recorded it in Ashes Born. So he'd recorded the whole book as Wang. And had to go back through and revisit it because they hadn't given him the notes that I had passed to them months before. So when I get an email from their new author liaison saying, hey, would you be able to talk to us? My response has to be, you don't really want to talk to me about licensing new books to Podium at the moment. Because we're coming up on our first anniversary, and so far, I'm thinking 6 more years. Only 6 more years. I'm not thinking, oh, I want to put more of my work into this meat grinder. It's not that they don't do a good job. I think they probably do a good job. I think they also don't understand. They understand audiobook production. I don't think they understand audiobook marketing. I don't think they get it. I don't think they're so focused on, can we turn out a technically excellent product, that they're not really working in the, how do we get people to buy it? They're just figuring that people are going to buy it because it's Audible, and Audible is the 600-pound gorilla, and yeah. So yeah, I'm feeling a little bit ambivalent toward Podium right at the moment. They're doing what their contract says they can do, regardless of whether or not I think it's something that they should do. And in their defense, they did hire a new person whose job is strictly author liaison, so perhaps communications between Podium and the authors will be a little more frequent, a little more transparent, a little more useful. Oh, so it feels good. I'm almost tonight. I didn't mash the monk pole. I missed the monk pole this morning. Did I really? I don't remember hitting it, which doesn't mean I didn't do it. just goes to show how deeply into the inside of my head I am over this whole podium idea. There are other audio producers. I could produce them myself. I've been approached by other audio producers. Most of the cold contacts are from people who want the books that are already licensed from Podium because they're doing so well, and they'd like to have their little slice of that pie too, which I can't blame them for. But, 6 more years. When I turn 70, I'll get them back. A beautiful morning. It's clear, it's calm. The skies are beautiful. Rich blue right overhead. The park, all the grasses, all the heads of seeded grass all sticking up. Ragweed is making everybody in the neighborhood miserable. Pokemon Go player out this morning, sitting here in his car at the gym. I don't know why it tickles me. I named this portal, in Ingress I named it, You've Awakened the Gazebo. After the apocryphal story about the D&D player who tried everything in his power to attack a gazebo. If you haven't heard the story, if you're not aware of the story, you can Google it. That was how I found it. Somebody, I think Think Geek had a t-shirt, and I knew there was some sort of story about it, and I had to read it. So I went and looked it up, and it's funny as hell. Just Google You've Awakened a Gazebo. You should be able to find it pretty quickly. It's too late, Eric. You've awakened the gazebo. I've been in my share of D&D games in the past. This is something that I can really appreciate. Okay, I made it. I'm back. Back at the old back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.